For ET, the diagnostic criteria have changed a little. We have to have a high platelets. Bone marrow is mandatory. We would really like to have patients have a bone marrow biopsy done to make sure this is ET because of another development, and this is the introduction of a prefibrotic myelofibrosis. Prefibrotic myelofibrosis has been inserted between the ET and overt myelofibrosis. What we typically think when we talk about myelofibrosis, you have a grade 2 or grade 3 on a scale from 0 to 3 myelofibrosis. You have a big spleen, anemia, left shift, high LDH. That's the overt myelofibrosis. Yes, I agree. What we realize is there are patients in between ET and myelofibrosis. These are prefibrotic patients, no myelofibrosis there, but they have all the other findings that are possible, slightly elevated LDH, slightly elevated white cells. They may have some abnormalities in white cell differential. And the most important factor to distinguish between ET and prefibrotic myelofibrosis is actually the appearance of the bone marrow, megakaryocytes, and the structure of the bone marrow. So actually, a lot depends on the eye of the hematopathologist. And that's the major concern, that is there an experienced eye that would tell a patient with high platelets based on a bone marrow whether there is a ET there or prefibrotic myelofibrosis. And this is being questioned, and it's evolving field, but it has been introduced in WHO classification of MPN in April 2016. Again, prefibrotic myelofibrosis is a disease entity on its own. Traditionally, we would look at the prognostic factors for thrombosis in ET patients because they have a normal life expectancy, or majority would have. We are concerned about the thrombosis in these people, not about survival. And traditionally, you would use age over 60 or history of thrombosis as the two factors that would lead you to say, yes, this is an ET patient with high risk for thrombosis. Again, age over 60 or history of thrombosis. And then you would treat not just with baby aspirin, you would treat with hydroxyurea or interferon or other one of the medications for platelet control. Of note, a platelet number is not the risk factor for thrombosis. That is something that is not understood very well. It is age and a history of blood clot. But now we have IPSET. This is accounting also for cardiovascular risk factors and genetics. So this is the first time ever, actually, in MPN, Philadelphia chromosome MPN, that for clinical practice, we are asking people to test for JAK2V617F mutation and combine it with three other factors. So you have four factors that would lead you to decide patients in low, intermediate, or high risk, and then treat them or not treat them with aspirin or cytoreductive therapy. This is going to come up very soon in NCCN guidelines as well. It's already applied in every practice across the Europe. It's coming to the United States, so it's very important to pay attention to new developments of assessing thrombotic risk in ET.